This is Vatican Radio. The Prime Minister of Slovenia and an opposition leader are under growing pressure to resign amid a massive corruption scandal. As regional correspondent Stefan Boss reports, the country's president plans to meet all parties amid concern the financially troubled nation will face early elections.
Slovenia's Prime Minister Janez Janša and an opposition leader are fighting for their political life amid calls to resign after the country's anti-corruption watchdog accused them of financial wrongdoing. The State Commission for the Prevention of Corruption said Janša has failed to declare over €200,000, some $265,000, worth of private assets. Its report also accused opposition leader Zoran Janković of corruption. Janković, who is also the mayor of capital Ljubljana and one of Slovenia's richest people, allegedly failed to clarify where €2.4 million, over $3 million of his money, came from. Both men have denied the accusations and refused to step down. They also condemned the commission, which filed a report to the police seeking legal action. Janša's center-right coalition partners have urged him to step down and let someone else be the prime minister. He has refused, giving them until next week to decide whether to remain in the government or start preparing for early elections. The president, Borut Pahor, says he wants to meet all parties to find a solution. He has also told the president of the European Parliament that he seeks stability.
I informed Mr. President about my most important task back home, and this is to create an atmosphere of confidence to go on with the necessary reforms to get out of the crisis that we are facing for years now.
Analysts say early elections will further prolong finding solutions for the financial turmoil in the Balkan nation, which includes a gross domestic product shrinking by 3.3% in the third quarter compared to a year earlier. That's the third biggest drop in the Eurozone after Greece and Portugal, and raises new concerns that more financial aid will be needed to rescue yet another nation. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.